Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagel, and today I have some sobering news to share about the likely quality of your diet and also some practical ways to improve it if necessary. But first, a quick listener Q&A. Christina writes, "It seems every time I go down the oil aisle in the grocery store, there's a new type of oil, and I recently saw avocado oil. I know avocados are good, but what about this oil? Is it better than olive oil?" Avocado oil is actually quite similar to olive oil, and it can be used the same way. Both of them are rich in heart-healthy monounsaturated fats. In addition, both avocados and avocado oil are particularly rich in carotenoids, and among their many benefits, these nutrients help to protect against macular degeneration, which is the leading cause of vision loss in older adults. Now, of course, you can also get carotenoids from eating all kinds of red and orange vegetables, like carrots, winter squash, and red peppers. And watermelon is another great source. And adding avocado or avocado oil to a salad can also help boost your absorption of the carotenoids in your salad veggies. However, avocado oil does tend to be quite a bit more expensive than olive oil, so you may not want to replace good old olive oil as your everyday go-to. And now let's get to today's main discussion. How healthy is your diet overall? If you had to give it a grade, what grade would you assign it? A, C, maybe F? Well, last year, Jessica Thompson, Alicia Landry, and Tamika Walls published an interesting study in the journal Nutrition. They were trying to establish whether a person's dietary quality could be reliably assessed simply by asking the individual to self-rate the healthfulness of their diets, the way I just ask you to rate yours. As you can imagine, this could potentially be really useful for doctors who often just don't have the time or, quite honestly, the skill to conduct a more detailed dietary assessment. So 1,000 adults were asked to rate their overall diets as excellent, very good, good, fair, or poor. And their answers fell along a pretty standard bell curve. The most common rating was the middle one, good, which was selected by 41% of the subjects. About a quarter rated their diets as only fair, and 6% thought their diets were poor. And then that was roughly mirrored on the other end of the spectrum, with 22% saying their diet was very good and 8% rating their diets as excellent. The researchers also had access to information about what the subjects actually ate, and they used this information to calculate a healthy eating index score for each participant. And the HEI essentially measures how closely a diet conforms to the dietary guidelines. Ready for the reality check? Well, according to their healthy eating index scores, fewer than 1% of the respondents had an excellent diet, and that's versus the 8% who believed their diets to be excellent. Another 11% scored as either very good or good, and that's versus the 30% who thought they fell into those categories. But by far the largest group, accounting for 70% of the subjects, had diets that scored as poor. Oof. So not only are we doing very badly at following the dietary guidelines, but apparently we're also really bad at estimating the healthfulness of our diets. Only 15% of the subjects rated their diets accurately. And the vast majority of us, about 75%, think we eat a lot healthier than we actually do. In fact, the group that was the most accurate in their self-assessment was those who said their diets were poor. And it turned out they were right 96% of the time. Now, part of this is just human nature. We also tend to overestimate our driving abilities. We all believe that other people should not be texting while they are driving, for example. But more than a quarter of us believes that texting does not affect our own driving performance.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Why are we so delusional about the quality of our diets? Perhaps we overestimate the healthfulness of our diets because we're unclear on what healthy actually is. Although the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, on which the Healthy Index is based, they're pretty straightforward, but the truth is that, much to the chagrin of those who are in charge of health policy, the DGA really have a very limited impact on people's behavior. Most people don't actually know or care what's in them. At the same time, there are a lot of competing narratives in the popular media and just around the water cooler about what constitutes a healthy diet. I was struck, for example, by a survey done last year by the International Food Information Council. And slightly over half of those surveyed said that they were following a specific healthy diet or eating pattern. But there were almost 24 different eating patterns or strategies reported, everything from vegan to paleo, keto, Mediterranean, carb cycling, intermittent fasting, and the always mystifying clean eating. So lots of people are trying to eat healthy, but very few of them are defining that the same way. And if we don't have a clear or a shared notion of what a healthy diet is, well, that could certainly contribute to our inability to assess the healthfulness of our own diets. I think self-beliefs also play a role here. If we believe we are someone who takes good care of themselves or is healthy, we may then be blind to the ways in which our behaviors don't actually line up with our self-perception. For example, I received an email from a listener who was trying very hard to make healthy choices. "I watch everything I eat closely," she wrote. "I don't drink soft drinks. I avoid artificial sweeteners and flavors. I'm trying to eat and drink as much organic and natural as possible. I make decaffeinated tea, and I use half a cup of sugar per pitcher of tea, and then I drink 40 to 80 ounces a day. So am I getting enough water?" Okay, so my health-conscious listener, despite going to such lengths to avoid artificial sweeteners and flavors and caffeine and eating organic, she was still consuming 1 to 200 grams of added sugars every day in her decaffeinated tea. So as I wrote to her privately, I really think that reducing her intake of added sugar, which is 4 to 8 times higher than recommended, would probably be more important than any of the other things that she mentioned, probably more important than all of them combined. And I share this story only to illustrate how easy it is to get caught up in things that might not matter nearly as much as the really important things that we are overlooking. And this may also be part of the reason that most of us overestimate the quality of our diets. We all have our nutritional blind spots. Are you so worried about eating only organic produce that you're eating fewer vegetables? Because the benefits of a diet rich in fresh vegetables far outweigh the risks of pesticide exposure. Do you diligently avoid products made with high fructose corn syrup, but fail to limit your intake of natural sweeteners? Because the amount of concentrated sweeteners in your diet has a much more profound impact on your health than whether they are natural or not. Do you always choose whole grain breads, cereals, and pasta, but fail to observe reasonable portion sizes of them? Because portion size has a much bigger impact on your blood sugar response than whether a grain product is whole or refined. So you might want to give some thought to where your nutritional blind spots might be. I think another contributing factor is the cognitive bias that leads us to pay more attention to things that are out of the ordinary. So the couple of weeks that we spend on some sort of health kick loom far larger in our memory than the months that we may spend not giving our food choices a whole lot of thought. So as a result, we end up overestimating the impact of that short-lived little health kick. As many of you listening already know, the Nutrition GPA app was my attempt to solve this problem by giving people a simple but objective way to rate the quality of their diets over time. And if you haven't ever checked that out, maybe today's episode will inspire you to do that. You may discover some nutritional blind spots that you're not aware of. And if you find yourself with questions about using the app or the science that it's based on, feel free to send them my way. You can email your nutrition questions to nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. Your question might even be featured in a future episode. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast. It's called The Change Academy, where we explore the art and science of creating positive behavior change, both in our own lives and in our workplaces and communities. You can find it on all the major podcast platforms. Just search for Change Academy. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast and supported by a fantastic team, which includes our director of podcasts, Adam Cecil, audio engineer, Nathan Sems, Davina Tomlin, who runs our marketing and publicity, Holly Hutchings, our digital operations specialist, and Morgan Christensen, who is our podcast operations and advertising specialist. Thanks to all of them, and thanks to you for listening.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.